Hey friends, welcome back to Points for Jesus. I just love introducing every time. It's like so exciting for my soul to just be like, I'm back. Anyways, today is so special because I have a dear friend with me who has heard me talk about this since day one, has watched me record other people, anxiously waiting for me to say, Miss Ashley, are you ready to record an episode with me? And you said yes.
I did. I sure did.
How could you not? I mean, you just knew. You were waiting so patiently. I was waiting.
Like, it's bound to happen. It's going to happen eventually.
It really was.
Yeah.
There was no need to worry, because it was going to happen.
Yep.
One day. And today is that day.
Is the day.
I'm just so happy to have you here.
Thanks.
It's just so exciting.
I'm happy to be here.
Okay, are you ready for me to ask you?
I'm so ready.
Ashley.
Yes.
Can you share with me, what do you do to strive to be like Christ every day?
I think something that I strive to do every day is serving. I try to serve in the little ways, like whether it be complimenting somebody's outfit or opening somebody's door or bringing somebody cookies or just checking in on somebody. I feel like serving is the best way, in my opinion, to become more Christ-like. I don't know. My aunt would always say, when I'm down and like not having a good day, she would always ask me, have you served today? And so I feel like that question should be asked every single day at the end of the day, like before I go to bed. Did I serve today? Did I try my best to be more Christ-like?
I love that. And it's so great because like we don't even realize we're serving people when we literally are, like all the time.
Yeah.
Like it's just who we are. We're just good people doing good things. And you're exactly. Like, oh, actually, like that's serving. Like, you're loving just like he did. And I love how you're like, whether it's like complimenting like a girl's outfit, which like for me, I am a total girl's girl. And when I see like a cute girl, I do not hesitate to like praise them, being like, you are amazing. Like, look at your fit and look at your personality. Like, it's just so fun to watch someone else glow. And I think I read this, I feel like it was a video I watched. And actually, I can't even prove that. I literally don't remember. All I remember is reading something along the lines of when we serve others, the person, like, who's receiving, yes, like, receives that blessing, but the blessing of us giving is so great.
It
is. Like, they don't even know the cost of, like, what it is, but it's so, like, it expounds on so much, and it's beautiful.
It not only, like, it's rewarding, but it makes us feel really good. Like,
yeah,
it's just a great feeling. I can't even, like, explain the feeling. It's just, like, a warm hug, almost.
Yeah, I love that. It's, like, a warm hug. Like, it's, like, your soul is, like, just being cozied up. Like, oh,
yeah,
that
exactly.
was so good. You know, you just feel so great. And, oh, I remember what I was reading. It came back to me. I was reading this story about, this guy in Africa, and he was disabled and wasn't able to walk, and he always had to rely on his friends. And I was like, I was like thinking about it to myself, and I'm like, that is so hard. Like, for me, just like to ask for help in general, like, is so hard.
I know, me too.
Like, being able to, like, when I'm having a hard day, and I've had plenty of those, like, you know, and or like when I just like maybe could use extra hand to just like let go and to ask for help.
Yeah.
But how much more did it mean to me, like, during those hard times, if someone reaches out to me first because they were serving? Yeah. And, like, in the story, they say, like, humanitarian came to them, and they were giving out wheelchairs. And was, like, able to get in line, and he was able to get his wheelchair. And he, like, got in his wheelchair, and he was, like, riding it around super fast. And all his friends are like, oh, my gosh, like, this is so exciting. Like, I can just, like, imagine that in my head. Like, imagine feeling the joy that he had on his face, like, seeing that. I mean, like, look at me. And his friend watching him being like, look at him.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you're so good. I was like, this is the best part. Just wait for this is, like, the mic drop. After he did all of this, he goes back to the people who gave him the wheelchair, and he goes, here's the wheelchair back. And they're
That's
like,
awesome.
No, it's yours. He goes, no, like, I can't. Like, I had my joy. I had my opportunity. Like, I'm giving it back, like, someone else. And they go, no, this is yours.
That's awesome.
And that's when they shared, like, the people were able to give that wheelchair to him, felt so much joy. And yeah, he was able to receive the gratitude of like, oh my gosh, I got this wheelchair and now I won't have to rely on people in the same mm-hmm. way anymore. But that person was touched for the rest of their lives knowing that this man was going to be able to be in that wheelchair now for the rest of his life yeah. and not have to rely on others in the same way he did. And it's so amazing.
Mm-hmm. I think something that like goes along the serving lines is like, so we're planning on doing a trip or ILP, and so ILP is like the best serving experience in my eyes, like next to serving a mission, of course.
Oh yeah, which makes sense. You're like, you crave that.
Yeah, and so like since I didn't serve a mission, I'm like, okay, I've always wanted to do a humanitarian mission of some sort, and so like ILP, teaching kids English, like that's my way of serving, that's my way of giving back, like taking something that I know how to do and providing other people with it. It's, yeah. it's in building schools for kids who don't have the education. I just think it's so cool, and I'm so excited for the both of us to have that opportunity to give people like the things that they don't have.
No, I think it's so cool, like to know, like, I mean, this world is filled with, I don't know, it's just filled with so much good.
It is.
It's full of it.
And I think we forget that there is so much good in the world.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of the time we focus on the bad because there's so much bad as well, but there's so many good people that outweigh the bad. And I don't know, it just all coming together to like do so good is just great. It's God sees effort, and that's big effort.
Yeah, and I love how like it can be big efforts, like a humanitarian experience.
It's also the little efforts,
like, and that's how it started. Right? Yeah. It's the little things that filled you, and you're yeah. like, "Well, I want more." It's like
exactly.
It's like the best kind of addiction. It's probably I don't know if that's the right thing to say, but like
the little things are the best. Like
yes.
I look for. I am such a little things person. Like the littlest things make me happy.
Yeah, so, when people notice the little things.
Yeah, like the other day I went to the Idaho Falls Temple, like around like the lake area, and me and a friend, we just got chalk. And we just were drawing. I was so happy. It was just like I was holding my little chalk bag, and it's just so fun, because it's like my little kid like self would just be drawing outside the temple, and like on the pavement with my chalk, and like this is like the little things. Like,
yeah.
And it, I don't know.
And what's so cool is to think like, literally someone's gonna walk by that, and you have no idea, but that could make or break their day.
Yeah, exactly.
You have no idea, but it's like the impact it could make to one person.
Yeah.
Even if it's you.
Yep, and it said, Jesus loves you. And
that's so cute!
I just put that everywhere, and I'm like, oh my gosh, somebody's going to walk past this, and it's just going to... My hope is that it will just warm their soul.
Yeah.
And like, they know it in their heart that Jesus does, in fact, love them.
He does.
So.
And it's so easy, like... to just remind people that Jesus loves them, because like simply when we do something good, well, everything good comes from him.
Yeah,
so it's like that's always a reminder of him. We can make everything a reminder of him,
even the little things like we were talking about.
Yeah,
like
commenting, you said holding a door, like
yeah,
so like you know how easy it is, like for me, so like easy. To the person behind me, I could have literally just let that door shut. Like I could just like I just was thinking about like that today actually, which is so funny, like not fully like thought about it, but just like for a quick second. I'm like walking through to class and like like it was like, you know, like that awkward moment where you're like, I could hold it, but also like it would be acceptable if I just didn't. Yeah. But I chose to hold it because I was like, no, like I just love when they're like, thank you, and I'm like, you're welcome, of course. But I was like, it would have been so easy for me to just whatever.
Yeah, being at the school we go to, like I've noticed since day one that everybody holds the door, like nobody just lets the door close, like if they're like a foot away or two, like they will still hold the door.
They will wait. They, don't rush. Don't you worry. don't worry about it. I got it.
I think that's like.
And then it's like when there's double doors, then you're like, you do it for them, and you're like, welcome.
Literally the littlest things, just like that. Our school has done such a great job at holding doors. Yeah. Honestly,
like. It's kind of the best thing ever. Like,
I feel like a princess.
I've, like, heard, like, honestly, I think we should have, like, a professional, like, like, I don't know, job for it.
Like, you know, a professional how, like, job holder. You know how, like, we have ushers? Or, like, not ushers, but people during devotional
that walk up and down
hold the doors. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, we should have that everywhere on campus. Just have...
How about everyone in the world? Because, okay, you know, there's, like, fancy places and, like, I don't know, the big cities and stuff. Like, doormen.
Doorman.
Okay,
Jesse. Doorman.
We all know who that is. Okay, like, we know the doorman. Oh, yes, exactly. And I'm like, think about all the freaking great movies where there's doormen and they know so much. Like,
I know.
I don't know if that's a real thing or not, but I'm just gonna believe it is. Okay, but like, okay, I just think I have this really crazy thought.
Okay.
You know how when we talk about doormen, and like in all the movies and stuff, it's like always like, it's always an old guy. Or a guy. Most often, I feel like it's always an old guy who just has the pure soul mm-hmm. and knows everything and has, like, the best intention for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, they just know the one step ahead, but yet will always make, like, let the person they're holding the door for, they ultimately get to make that choice, mm-hmm. right? They're going in and out constantly. It's like, I think about it, that doorman is like Jesus Christ. He opens that door but knows everything about you, everyone who goes in and out, in and out. And how often are we stopping to thank the doorman, to get to know the doorman? How much do we know about him?
That's a really great thought. I've never thought about it that way.
It was such a simple act. He opened the door, closed the door. But do you know anyone about who did that for you?
That's crazy. Jesus Christ, like, the door's always open. Like,
yeah,
the door always. Is always open. Like, he will never close the door on you. But, like, just going unto Christ and just knowing that he's always there. And he knows you. He knows each and every one of us individually. Like,
so
it is so cool. Like, that is, like, honestly the coolest thing that I came to know and grow from, joining the church. Like, yeah. I think it's the coolest thing.
It is. It's so cool. Like, he knows you by name.
He
like,
does.
Ashley Lay. He knows you.
He does.
He's always known you. He's been waiting with open arms, and still is, until the day you return home to him.
Yeah.
And it's so cool. It's incredible that though we're just striving to be like him. And mm-hmm. it's like we can have the opportunity to get to know him and know all our brothers and sisters. Get to know them each by name. Something that, you know, kind of going along with this, something that I strive to do that I learned from someone very dear to me is that when I'm, like, in the store, like, trying to, like, or ordering something, getting, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of those short interactions. Yeah. I try to, like, ask for their name. Like, oh, what was your name? Or I, like, look at their name tag, and even though I'll still ask, and they'll tell me. Mm-hmm. And, for example, it'd be like, I'm like, oh, and what's your name? I'm Beverly. Hi, Beverly. I'm Holly. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah.
And something about using their name that they was given to them makes it so much more sincere. It completely changed that interaction, that simple act. It completely changed, and I don't know what difference it made, but I know it made something. I can feel it, that I got to know a beautiful child of God that day just a little bit more.
Yeah, something that I grew up like around my uncle, every single time we would go to a restaurant, he would, or honestly anywhere, he would just like look at their name tag and use their name.
I love that.
He would just say their name and like talk to them like they're like a real person and just not an employee. And
yeah.
So it's like, I think being raised around that has kind of influenced me in a way, in the best way possible, honestly. And just like going around just meeting people, knowing their name, and like, because nobody wants to be known as, oh, hey, you, or,
oh, yeah.
Like, that's honestly the worst. Like, just ask their name. Like, that is, like, the biggest thing that I can, like, biggest piece of advice that I can give anybody. Just ask for somebody's name.
Yeah, and it goes back to that simple act of, like, when you give a compliment, when you open the door, when you, right? And it's making something so simple that much more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so easy.
Yeah.
But it's, like, being able to put in the practice of doing it, of being completely intentional in everything mm-hmm. we do.
Yeah.
Just like he was. In the most, it's like so simple, but yet so perfectly intentional.
I think the intentional things are like the most purest things, and it really shows the type of person somebody is when somebody is clearly showing their pure intent by asking a name or asking how you're doing or checking in on you.
Yeah.
Like, it really shows a lot about a person.
Exactly. Whether you know them or not.
Yeah.
And I think about today, wow, I feel like I had so many experiences today. It's been a great day. But, like, today I ran into someone who I knew through a friend, and I see them often, you know, and I kind of gave, like, a slight smile, because, like, I didn't know if, like, they remembered me or not, and I just, like, but then they, like, remembered who I was, and they're like, oh, hi, Holly, and I was like, hi, and, you know, we were able to chat for a second, and I was able to be like, hey, like, how are you doing, you know, like, I just was so grateful that I was able to have that opportunity to have that simple moment of being like, let me check in on them, make sure they're okay. And even and it, at the same time, they were able to, like, receive the blessings of checking in on me, though. Yeah, I was just like, oh, how are you? In such a general way. But, like, that question can mean a lot when used, when answered in the right way. And I think it's so cool how we're able to check in on people maybe we don't know as well, and we can get to know, or people who used to be in our life. And then, like, then new people. Like, we just have these connections that are constantly around us that we can take if we're intentional about it.
I'm going to shout you out a little bit right now.
Shout me out.
I think you are honestly, like, the 1% that I know who asks me most frequently, like, with the most pure intent, like, how are you doing? And then you say my name. You use my name, like, the most out of anybody that I know. Like, my parents, like, when they ask me, it's just something about your tone of voice, and, like, because I know you, you just ask, and you actually care. And then it's just something about you, you're just so pure and so kind and so sweet, and so, I don't know.
Ashley,
just,
you're so nice.
Just to stay one. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, she's going to be a good one. She's a good one.
Stop it.
I'm so real. Like, it's so true. Like, every single time I see you.
I'm really grateful that you said that. That is so sweet. And I just owe it all to God. I mean, I know it's what Jesus would do. And that's all I could ever want. It's all because of him, and I just watch the examples around me, you know, and I want to surround myself with people who make me feel like the way I want. Like, that's all I could want. Like, I want to feel the way that, like, I know Christ would, you know, fill my cup, and though I know he's always here, and, you know, I make that decision to surround myself with people who just want me to be just like him.
It's all a choice, and it's a great choice that we choose to choose good each day, and choose to choose Christ each day.
Yeah.
It's agency. We get to choose what we want to do. We get to choose in the morning, do I want to be more Christ-like today?
Yeah.
That's a question I think a lot of us should be asking. Like, a while back in a religious society, hour of church, like, you were doing a lesson, and you had everybody put in their calendar
at the end of the
yes, you at the end of the day, did you remember Jesus today? And I still have it in my phone, and, like, and every time it pops up, I'm like, yep, that's a Holly thing. That's a Holly thing. Perfect.
That made a difference.
It does make a difference. And ever since that, I'm like, did I remember Christ today? And so it's a good reminder. So, yeah, just putting reminders in your phones is so incredibly helpful, too.
Well, I'm so happy you said that, because I actually was just about to ask you, like, what would you tell to the audience? Like, what would be that simple thing?
It is that simple thing. I would tell everybody to either put a reminder in your phone, or put, like, a little post-it on your computer whenever you open your computer, or something, like, on the fridge, put something there, like, did you remember Christ today? How can I strive to be more Christ-like each day? And I guarantee, when you look at that, you will remember Christ, and you will go back to those moments.
Amen. I loved that. I love making those little reminders. It's, like,
it's so good.
It's something that I grew up with, it, like, in my childhood, just having, like, little sticky notes made, and I loved being able to take, like, those who I loved, like, computer or whatever, and make a little note for them.
Yeah.
I want them to know that I love them. And most of all, Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
And it's even better, it's like, at the end of the day, can you go back and be like, did I think of him?
Yeah.
Do I love him? Oh, that's so good. I love it. Oh, this is so
God
great.
God is so good.
God is so good. Mm-hmm. And I love that phrase.
Me too. I use it so often. I'm like, that was a God thing. That was the big man upstairs.
That was
like,
him.
I know. Like, there's no
Who else could it be?
Coincidences aren't real.
They aren't. Everything it's just a happens, God instance.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, because God is just so aware. This is beautiful. I loved this. Wow. So, everyone, I hope you heard that. Like, get out your calendar, put in the reminder.
Mm-hmm. Do it. Do it right now.
Do it right now. Put it on your computer. Find that opportunity. Because you are so loved. So infinitely, vastly loved by a
Don't
perfect
forget
God.
It. Do not forget
you know.
It.
And he sent his perfect son just to remind us of it.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. Oh, my gosh. Too. This was amazing. I'm just so grateful for Jesus Christ.
I am, too.
Well, everyone, I hope you heard that. And I hope you felt that. That love that we just are so surrounded by, and it really is that simple. Go get those points for Jesus, literally.
Amen.
Until next time, I can't wait. I love you all. Mwah.
See you later.